Blackstone presents 30,000 Steps, a memoir of sprinting toward life after loss by Jess Keefe. This book was read by Mia Hutchinson Shaw. Author's note. This is a true story. I used to think the most important word in that sentence was true, but that's a little on the nose. Now I see the most important word is a. This book contains my account, and mine alone, of real events, people, and places. Some names have been changed, and some timelines have been adjusted. Any events described during which I am not present are based upon stories told to me by my brother himself or by his friends. This book represents my memories, observations, emotions, research, and when called for, imagination. This is a true story. Part 1. 1. Larva. Human bodies are so much messier than they seem. When you imagine kidneys, livers, hearts, lungs, you might recall those tidy medical illustrations that often appear in science textbooks. They depict each organ as static and matte, with a well-defined color and shape, floating peacefully in the center of a white space. But bodies don't really look like that inside. If you've ever seen somebody cut open on an operating table, you know it's mostly a mess of mixed-up carnage in there. Slick, wet, pulsating. The organs have no clear shapes or colors, no surrounding white space. They look profane, animated, cartoonish even, like any one of them could spring to independent life, walk off and smoke a cigarette at any moment. I tend to become hyper-aware of my insides whenever I'm in motion, but not adequately prepared for that motion. During a high school soccer practice the morning after a kegger, for example, or riding a roller coaster after eating oysters. This evening, as I jog along Boston's Southwest Corridor Park in the thick August air, I am very much feeling the heavy wetness of my lungs and liver. I did not prepare for this motion. It's past 6 p.m. on a summer Friday. I can feel my insides and my lunch sloshing around as I run. A few hours ago, I was housing Swedish meatballs, mashed potatoes, and 3 beers at work. It's one of those hip, alcohol-centric workplaces where the combination of creative work and lowish salaries results in almost every non-department head employee being hot, interesting, and under 30. At 29 myself, I qualified just barely.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?